Rusty Quill presents.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Minerva's Doggone Brick Soap Solution. Minerva's Doggone Brick Soap Solution is the bee's knees in keeping your four-legged pal spick and span with a touch of class. With Minerva's Doggone Brick Soap Solution, you can now jazz up your pooch's bath time by customizing cleanliness like never before. Simply send in your pup's portrait, and we'll imprint it onto Minerva's Doggone Brick Soap Solution, crafted with only the finest ingredients. Whether it's a scrub-a-dub-dub at home or a ritzy wash after a day of frolic, Minerva's Doggone Brick Soap Solution ensures your pet's fur stays shiny and their hide healthy. Minerva's Doggone Brick Soap Solution are the cat's pajamas for even the most sensitive of snouts. Don't settle for the mundane. Treat your faithful friend to a dash of personalized luxury with Minerva's Doggone Brick Soap Solution. Save your regrets for tomorrow.
New recruits to the Department of Curiosity have to be tested for your skills of abduction and deduction and lateral thinking. Ready your spyglasses for another one of Maisie's mysteries. Tonight's mystery is made for those that are in a hurry. The mystery of the rotten year. In the dimly lit study of Lord Harrington's estate, a group of esteemed guests gathered for an evening of intellectual discourse and vermouth. Harrington had written to each of them to appeal to them with a personal dilemma, and he needed the intellectual might of his salon. Harrington excused himself for a moment to his study while the rest of his guests mingled by the fire. As the clock struck midnight, a blood-curdling scream pierced the silence, echoing through the halls of the mansion. As they rushed to investigate, the guests discovered a locked room. They jimmied the lock on the door and discovered a grisly scene. Inside the room, the lifeless body of Lord Harrington lay sprawled on the floor, a look of horror frozen on his face. Clutched in his hand was a preserved human ear, and a rat scurried frantically around the room with a small key tied to its tail. The door had been securely locked from the inside, with no signs of forced entry or exit. The windows were tightly sealed, and there were no secret passages or hidden compartments in the room. The desk clock showed sharply 11. Upon the Lord's desk were several jars, each filled with a preserving liquid and a body part. A hand, an eye, a nose, a heart, and the last jar, shattered. A box and an unsealed letter open on the desk. The letter was written in a jagged, angry hand. I will finally have my revenge. One of these contains a pill with your antidote. The rest are accelerants. You have until midnight to discover which is which before the poison takes you like the shape of what you have taken from me. So tell me, intrepid aspirational sleuths, how did Lord Harrington die? And which jar contained the antidote? While you're figuring that out, let's move on to Mr. Fitz's figments. Can you conquer this one? Harrington was a lead in pioneering research on flesh regeneration in his laboratory. He discovered that different types of animal ears transplanted onto humans would regenerate at varying rates. Rabbit ears grow at a rate of 3 inch per 4 days. Fox ears grow at a rate of 2 inches per 5 days. Deer ears grow at a rate of 3 inches per 2 days. Cat ears grow at a rate of 2 inches per 3 days. Mouse ears grow at a rate of 1 inch per day. And elephant ears grow at a rate of 20 inches per 12 days. Harrington also invented an amazing growth solution, but impact each type of ear differently, resulting in various rates of regeneration. However, Harrington didn't realize this until the end. It affected fox twice as fast, but caused the ear to start over every 3 days. It affected rabbit twice as fast, and then half as slow every other day. It affected deer by slowing it by a quarter speed. It affected cat twice as fast. It affected mouse by slowing it to 1/8 speed. It affected elephant, speeding up 3 times as fast. So when the Lord's friend Sebastian knocked on his door very late one evening, when Sebastian had been attacked in the street, his ear missing, Lord Harrington needed to grow the fastest ear possible for his companion. Based on an average ear length for each of these animals, and using the serum, how did the progress go? Which ear was he able to grow in its entirety and provide for his friend? The solutions will be presented in future episodes and on the Celine Patreon. Happy hunting!